an extremely guarded professional. It had become an occupational obsession for Lewis to find out what made her tick. "You're worried about him." Irene Kennedy's face remained neutral despite the fact that she was irritated by her colleague's ability to read her thoughts.
"Who?"
"You know who," Dr. Lewis said, his soft blue eyes coaxing her along. Kennedy shrugged as if it was a small thing.
"I worry about every operation I'm in charge of."
"It seems you worry more about the ones he's involved in." Kennedy considered the unique individual whom she had found in upstate New York. As much as she'd like to deny it, Lewis's assessment of her concern over Rapp was accurate. Kennedy couldn't decide if it was the man or the increasingly dangerous nature of the operations they'd been giving him, but in either case, she did not want to discuss the matter with Lewis. "I've found," Lewis said in a carefree tone, "that I worry about him less than most. Always have, I think." Kennedy flipped the comment around in her head. She could easily take it two ways, maybe more.
"It's a lot easier when you're sitting on that side of the desk." Kennedy flashed him a rare smile. "I'm his handler. I put him in these situations, and I'm his only lifeline should something go wrong. I would think that, clinically,